Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Stepping Up Your Game with me, your host, Rob Frey. Thank you for joining us today, and today is all about constructive criticism. Yes, I sometimes give it, but I also like to get it. I like to get a lot of constructive criticism. I like to know what I am doing wrong and how I can become better. But constructive criticism is often asked for. And so last week I posted a video about how you can say different things with your applause lines. I basically said your applause line sucks. If you don't think they sucked, great. But if you want some constructive criticism and be better, I suggest you watch that video. After watching that video, I posted it in different forms and I asked different DJs to look at the video and give me their feedback. Some gave me constructive criticism. And some gave me some feedback that was very positive. For example, on YouTube, somebody said, "Why is your cord hanging down? Why don't you have it tucked in?" You know, I could have taken that as a petty comment or something that was quite, you know, just trivial at best. But the thing is, he was looking at the video and wondering why. And so if I didn't tuck it in, it was probably bugging him the entire time. So what did I do today? I actually tucked in my cord and I put it right here. So you can't even see the cord on my mic. Thank you. Constructive criticism. So what did I do? I actually took his criticism to heart and I actually adjusted on that. A second criticism was my using of my hands. Yes, I use my hands a lot. And so he says, using gestures needs to be deliberate, not just all the time gesturing, because it can get very distracting. Okay, criticism taken. So I've tried my very, very best to keep my arms down below and my gestures deliberate. Okay? And that was from my friend Jared Wade. He gave me some great advice there. Another piece of advice for my video from last week, I used the term, your bride and groom, your best man. He said, you know what? You don't need to use your. They don't belong to all of us. We can say that, but haven't you ever thought of saying it a different way? Instead of saying your, you could say Rob's best man. Everyone, the bride and groom. The maid of honor. Larissa's maid of honor. Larissa's mother. Not the mother of the bride. So he gave me different ideas and different ways to say things. As you can see, as I was saying that, it was hard for me to get out of my, let's say it, condition what I've been saying all along. Because I say the same things a lot. And once I think I have it right, somebody gives me another way to say it, and I do it. So this is all constructive criticism. This is all ways we can become better by even just tucking in our microphone cords, by using our hands deliberately, but knowing what you can't see. There are a lot of things that I don't see and a lot of people see, and they say, Rob, have you ever thought about doing it this way? So hopefully you are being able to get some constructive criticism from your friends. But one thing is maybe watch yourself in action. Take a video, watch some videos of you in action on the microphone, DJing, interacting with people, how you smile. Sometimes I don't realize I'm not smiling. And so smiling has to be a deliberate thought, has to be something that I am doing. We're all performers, we're all entertainers, and we're all out there wanting to put on our best face. So constructive criticism can be the best thing you can do for your performance and for your business. That's it for now. Hopefully, I will get some comments here and telling me some constructive criticism on how this video could have been better. I always welcome it, and thank you so much for watching again on Stepping Up Your Game with me, your host, Rob Ferre. We'll see you next time.